Om Shanti. Today's experiment is on spiritual happiness. And the first reflection question is, what is it? Because we know that Baba never uses words with the same meaning that we humans give it. Like love, for example, when Baba uses the word, he doesn't mean the kind of emotional roller coastering experience that we humans have. Spiritual love is something else. So, what is this spiritual happiness? And in the spirit of the experiment, maybe pause the recording just to reflect on it a bit. Some people feel that spiritual happiness is a kind of elevated intoxication, maybe even bliss, a kind of fullness from within, a deep satisfaction. To continue the experiment, can we consider the happiness and the sorrow of a flower? Especially a neglected flower. A flower which is not being given enough water. A flower that's been left out in the cold even though it requires a warmth to be able to grow. And a flower that's got bugs all around it. It's being attacked by bugs. How does this flower feel? Again, just to pause the recording and take a few seconds to reflect on that. Perhaps the flower is feeling neglected. There's no one taking care of me. My needs are not being fulfilled. Maybe this feeling, I'm dying. I'm so alone. I'm not being seen. And possibly if there's a flower similar to this flower in the backyard, growing near a trash can outside the backyard. Also struggling, but somehow successful, somehow blossoming. Maybe I might feel a little inspired. Maybe I might take courage and give it some more effort to flourish even though my needs are not being met. But after some time goes by, how long could that even continue? There'd probably be a loss of courage, even a loss of faith. In other words, that flower would be maybe even depressed. So sad. What would make it happy? What would make this flower happy? Obviously, some water. Some warmth. For its basic needs to be met. Maybe someone to clear out those bugs. A smiling face. Love, caring. They say flowers are very responsive to that. So, heading towards the deeper reflection questions, what's the point of this analogy? Why are we looking at the happiness of a flower? Once again, just to pause this recording and reflect on that a bit. For many of us, this analogy of the flower is a good reflection of our life before Gyan. There could have been so many feelings that I'm dying. Feelings of loneliness, feelings that my needs are not being fulfilled, that no one's taking care of me, no love, no belonging. And then Baba comes into my life, and I'm introduced to the confluence age. The gardener, the one who's been looking for me, finds me. And everything changes. I'm found. And I'm not just picked up and pulled into an ordinary house somewhere. I'm literally transplanted from that very hostile environment into a greenhouse, a building deliberately constructed in order to nurture the well-being of a flower. And now I've got all the water I need, the warmth, so much attention, protection from all the bugs, and great company. Whether it's the company of my Brahmin family, the company of God, the company of elevated thoughts in my mind, whether it's every center in the world as a greenhouse, or my experiences in yoga, the subtle region, the soul world, Baba's heart throne, I've been transplanted. This is a very different kind of happiness. It's the kind of happiness I think Baba's referring to when he tells us that there's no nourishment like happiness. It's this happiness. And another aspect of it, which I think is really important and is a very big part of true happiness, spiritual happiness, is this. If I can really settle down and understand that I've been transplanted, as I begin to really recognize the implications of that, there's the understanding that now, finally, after lifetimes of failing in this, I am now going to be able to manifest my truest, highest potential. I had ideals about the purpose of my life. I had ideals about the value of becoming perfect. But over time, I might have really lost faith in those ideals. I might have lost my courage to pursue it. But now, here, everything around me is for the sole purpose of helping me achieve this aim for my life. Recently, there was a Sakar Murli that had an extract from Mama's Murli's after it. And Mama was saying, know the task of human life and perform elevated karma. Know the task of human life and perform elevated karma. Who would have imagined that my task, the task of human life, especially at the confluence age, especially if you're a Brahmin flower, is simply this, simply to blossom. Imagine the happiness of realizing that this is all I need to do, and I have the gardener there to make it happen. This is a very special kind of happiness. It's the happiness of the golden age, the deity form, in which all the efforts for this would have been left far behind, and I'm in the manifested form of perfection. Very special, true spiritual happiness. In order to conclude our experiment and deepen the experience of spiritual happiness, here's a bit of meditation. I take a few minutes to come into the awareness of myself as a soul. I remember myself in my form of light, a tiny being of light, more tiny than a seed. In this consciousness, I am very aware of how much Baba, the gardener, is working on me, caring for me, how hard he works the land of my mind to make it soft and nourishing once again. How great is the sunlight of his knowledge on me and the water of his love. I understand myself in all my potential for great beauty, great fragrance and contribution, and faith in myself is being restored. For the first time in many lifetimes, I'm able to just simply relax in the hands of Baba, the gardener. I know that my highest ideals are not ideals as much as they are the truth of who I really am. And between my determination and his loving attention, these truths are going to be actualized. From my Brahman form, I move into my incorporeal form. I'm in the home, Baba's world of light, and all these feelings are just confirmed, stamped. The confidence coming from the consequences of all my efforts now sits deep within me, merged within me, and there's such a peace in the waiting for the next step. And the next step is adopting the deity form. All that potential, all his work and mine come together in a expression of perfection at last. In my deity form, there's nothing but perfection. And that perfection mirrors all around me. It's a whole civilization of perfect beings. The way we come together, the way we are just individually, as if each one of us is a fully blossomed flower, unique. So colorful, so fragrant. There's nothing between us except such a harmony. It's as if we're in a constant dance. Smiles in our eyes. Always. A deep feeling of belonging. A deep knowing. So subtle. So deeply ingrained, we don't even think about it or talk about it. Spiritual love is the foundation of everything. My deity form, a golden age. Simply, truly, the garden of God. Om Shanti.